There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Chris and Amy, final hour of the show, then the Gas House Gang at 12, and I lied. I am a big old fat liar.
Well, not surprising since you steal from Walmart.
No, I did not steal from Walmart. It wasn't me. It was your friend.
I think it was Matt's friend.
Matt's friend stole from Walmart. It wasn't me. But it's Nate Gatter with me today on the Gas House Gang, not Tom Ackerman. Nate, who's been calling NFL games, and he's their lead college football guy for Westwood One. He's got the Seahawks 49ers game, which is a huge game next week. Huge.
Nate, if you're listening, I just want to say congratulations.
He's really killing it.
They're doing great.
Also doing great is our next guest, Andrew Egger, who is with us every Monday, the White House correspondent for The Bulwark and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter. And Andrew, as we've mentioned a million times, is also a St. Louisan, and he is with us on KMOX. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. Good to be with you.
Have you ever stolen anything from Walmart?
No, actually, I was racking my brains a little when you were saying it, but no, I've never stolen from Walmart or any similarly sized big box retailer.
That's what we figured. You're not that kind of person.
You don't seem like someone who would burgle anybody.
Yeah. You got to watch out for people like me sometimes because you let your guard down. That's how they get you. But,
that's right.
But yes, I think you're safe around me.
We have a radio host down the hall who is a little too nice. She's suspiciously nice, and Ronge thinks that she has bodies in the
basement. Oh, Julie Tristan.
Yes.
I'm positive Julie Tristan has bodies buried in the house.
Yeah, because she's pretty nice.
Way too nice.
Yeah. Anyway, how are things?
I'm great. I'm working through the holidays, same as you. I'm in the same headspace you guys are in. We're hanging on by our fingernails, and we're making the news, and we're making the radio happen.
Can I bring up a piece that you had in your newsletter for The Bulwark titled My Grandma and the Hot Stove, but you talk about your grandma and your family, and there's some like MAGA Trump stuff going on, like with your grandma, and you found a post-it note on the fridge. I'll let you, since I did such a terrible job of setting the table, but I'll let you kind of explain people what the post-it note was and why it kicked off the inspiration for this part that you put in The Bulwark.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know how it is working over the holidays. You're seeing family. You're trying to produce content. Sometimes it becomes the same thing. Sometimes you have to do content about the family. This was a sort of a strange situation. We visited my grandparents over Christmas. They're lovely people. My grandma is a big Trump fan and has been for a number of years. And you know that's I've known that forever. That's been fine. But one thing that I was did not expect. Was that I bumped into, she had written herself a little note that she'd posted on the fridge, that she had given $10, she thought, to the Trump campaign in order to be eligible for a $2,000 tariff rebate. That was kind of like the pitch that she'd been given, and she'd given $10, and then she'd been told also that was going to be a $10 monthly recurring donation, which she didn't think she'd authorize, so that's why she'd written a note to herself to make sure they weren't going to, you know, keep yanking $10 out of her account. And I saw that. We talked a little bit about it. I kind of went through her phone a little bit, with her permission, and just was kind of flabbergasted by the quantity of just spammy, scammy, yeah, like lying political solicitations from a bunch of different Republican groups, and they all kind of purported to come from Donald Trump, but many of them did not. They had nothing to do with him or his campaign. They were different PACs. They were different, you know, congressmen or different PACs, you know, for different caucuses on the Hill. But they all had kind of this shared tone of a sort that Trump and his campaign really did pioneer, which is anything that gets a donation is...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Kind of a good sell. So it's, you know, dear grandma, we've noticed that you haven't yet received your or decided to accept your gold MAGA Patriot award. That can't be right. Or dear grandma, you know, why are you opting out of receiving your $5,000 Trump dividend or your $2,000 tariff rebate? You know, click here now to make that happen. It's you know, thing after thing after thing like this. And what essentially happens, first of all, there is a sense in which this is a bipartisan problem, right? I mean, like, everybody in the sort of like political strategy land knows that, like, once a person gives money, that's the person you should be targeting with future solicitations, right? Because if they've given once, they're likelier to give again than somebody who's never given at all. So you do what you think is like the patriotic and sort of upstanding thing, and you give money to political candidates, and that kind of starts to get you on lists that then get passed around from group to group or sold from vendor to vendor and group to group for new and more and greater solicitations. It's never quite clear where these things are coming from. You know, it's listed on there, you know, the name of the pack or what have you, but you have to do a lot of running down to get that. There's a lot of, you know, scam packs out there that are really doing nothing but propping up the lifestyles of the people who run them. They're not really putting money into politics at all. But the That all that I've just said is sort of a bipartisan problem. The thing that the Trump White House, or the Trump campaign, I should say, has really pioneered, which has been adopted by basically all Republican groups at this point, is the kind of open scam, the suggesting that there are that President Trump himself is trying to get in touch with you and is worried that you haven't yet signed his Patriot list, or that he wants to have a dinner with you, or that there's a tariff check with your name on it that doesn't exist, that have never existed, that have at no point in time has there been any law passed having anything to do with that. And if they did, would obviously not be incumbent at all upon giving to this random group or that random group or even the Trump campaign. You know, it would have nothing to do with that if they were to pass some sort of tariff rebate. But this is the style of fundraising that they have found is really effective for small donors, especially when it comes to, you know, targeting those older people who have given in the past. And there's really not a whole lot of solution for it. You know, I mean, I sat with my grandma and we unsubscribed to a whole bunch of these solicitations. You know, they all say stop to unsubscribe at the end, but they keep coming, right? Because her number is in the data sets that get sold around, and it's just kind of a mess without a solution. And like I said, partially a bipartisan problem, partially a thing that is sort of new here.
A couple of questions. First of all, was she signed up for a recurring donation, like every month was giving $10 and didn't realize it? Did that happen, first of all? And secondly, when she found out what was happening, how does that make her feel about what she donated to, or the cause that she's donated to?
Yeah. So in her case, this whole thing was pretty fresh. She had made the donation on the 14th of this month, had realized right away that they had opted her into this, and you know, was now waiting around to see, you know, come next month whether more money is going to come out of her account. There have been a lot of stories, and again, this is part of the thing that goes both ways for Republicans and Democrats, a lot of stories of people, and particularly older people, who try to give money who do not realize that what they're signing up for is a recurring donation. It's pitched as a one-time thing, and then there's a little checkbox somewhere on the screen. It's probably pre-checked for you. You have to actively uncheck it.
Yeah.
To say, you know, make this a monthly recurring one. They are larded up with all kinds of additionally skeevy sorts of pitches. Like, I saw some when I was just going through my grandma's phone that was like, I mean, the one I couldn't believe was, man, you sure are getting a lot of political donation texts. You know, we really like to take our best patriots off of that list of people we send a lot of texts to. So, you know, leave this box checked to give us monthly and we'll stop bothering you so much, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
And again, that part of it, that particular thing with the pre-checked box, is sort of like a thing that both parties have dabbled in sort of viciously in that way with the real rise of online fundraising here in the last few cycles. As far as the way she felt about it was concerned, I mean, it was strange talking to her about it, because first of all, you know, I do this stuff professionally, and even I had to like kind of dig around a little bit to figure out who some of these groups were even connected to. I mean, for her, it's all just kind of a cipher and a maze, and it all says it comes from Trump, right? But that it could really be coming from anybody, and it all feels kind of scammy, but it's never quite obvious. Like, maybe you are missing out on some money by doing this. Who knows? And so it all, I think it just, one of the effects that it has is it just kind of beats people down. Another effect that it has is it really kind of increases people's cynicism about the whole political system, that everybody's just kind of on the take and corrupt and trying to get a dishonest buck from you. And how could you blame people for feeling that way when they are bombarded with these sorts of things, you know, 24 hours a day on their own cell phone?
Yeah, it's so frustrating. And I do hate how this type of scam, or at least skeevy approaches to fundraising, whether it be political or other things, really do prey on older people. Mm-hmm. I know we talked to a reporter, I don't know if this was months ago, about older people that were losing their savings because they were, you know, getting scammed out of that money. Really, really interesting. Andrew, I did want to ask, I got this notification from like the Wall Street Journal on Christmas that Donald Trump announced that the U.S. had conducted strikes against ISIS targets in northwestern Nigeria. This was with the Nigerian president's knowledge, approval. Mm. What do we know about these strikes, the significance of them, and any repercussions?
Yeah, I mean, let me be clear. The first thing I should say about these strikes is that there's a lot of fog of war around all of this stuff. Different people have sort of different narratives about what exactly is going on. The basic building blocks of it are this. The president has gotten concerned based on things people are telling him here sort of domestically about the oppression of Christians in Nigeria, which of course has a large Muslim population and a large Christian population. And those two groups have been in tension for, you know, at various times over the country's history, of course. There are religious persecution groups that say that Nigeria is kind of like the largest site of Christian persecution, I should say, in the world right now. That said, there's also a lot of sort of sectarian violence against Muslims there. There's a lot of kind of cross currents of just different political power groups, and there's sort of like a large sort of insurgency against the ruling government there. So it's a very chaotic, complicated place. The thing the president is basically saying is we're going after ISIS who are hitting these Christian groups. There are experts on the ground who say it's a little more complicated than that. And you know that's kind of just like a sort of pat narrative about it. But at the same time, the government of Nigeria has welcomed these strikes. And welcomed, you know, the president sending sort of material, U.S. material for them to fight some of these insurgents as well. Of course, the other element of that is that even the government's arm is twisted a little bit with all of this, because Trump has been threatening the government of Nigeria to get this stuff under control, lest you know the government start to have a bigger problem with the United States. So it's all a little bit foggy and a little bit messy. But those are the kind of basic lines of the thing here.
Any real takeaways for you from the meeting with the president and Volodymyr Zelensky?
Yeah, I mean it's the same sort of stuff, right? I mean we've seen a version of this you know repeatedly all year, where the president, obviously President Trump, his overwhelming priority in all this is like, can we just get this war wrapped up? Can you guys just come to some kind of agreement? I don't really care what it is, just agree on something. The worry from Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine and from a lot of European countries has been that will ultimately involve big time land concessions from Ukraine to Russia, that Russia will be permitted to keep some chunks of what it has taken by force, or perhaps even more than that. Perhaps Ukraine will be kind of strong armed into giving more force than Russia has even been able to take violently over the last few years. There does not seem to have been a massive shift in any of the lines here over the last few days. One of the weird things that continues to happen is that every time the president is supposed to meet with Zelensky, Vladimir Putin finds a way to get in there first, which we saw again yesterday. Trump and Zelensky were scheduled to meet, and then suddenly it transpired that Putin had called Trump up, you know, a couple hours before the meeting to kind of make sure his case for the way things ought to be was fresh in Trump's mind. And you see that play out in interesting ways, like Trump kind of saying off the cuff to Zelensky that Putin actually wants what's best for Ukraine, which is not really a fact that we have seen as Russia has sort of bombed Ukraine into a jelly over the last few years and taken a bunch of their territory by force. But it also does not appear that Putin is necessarily succeeding in what his ultimate aim is, which is just getting Trump on his side for all of these demands. So it's a little bit, we're still sort of in wait and see mode, but that's kind of where we are with that right now.
Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark and the Morning Shots newsletter, co-author of that, joins us every Monday. We appreciate you as always, man. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, guys. Always fun.
Andrew Egger, St. Louisan on the show. And he's here in town. He almost stopped by today, but he couldn't. But we are glad he joins us every Monday here on The Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more. At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.